With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although he hasn't been convicted of or charged with insurrection, the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that former President Trump's name cannot appear on the state's presidential election ballot.
Citing the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the Colorado Supreme Court said Trump was ineligible to hold the office of president, and it barred him from the state's presidential primary. The Trump campaign claimed political bias and fear, calling it a flawed decision, and it promised a swift appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, all seven of the justices of the Colorado Supreme Court are Democrat appointees. Also at SRNNews.com, the prospects for quick approval of another Ukraine aid bill are fading as the White House and congressional Democrats resist Republican demands that immigration reform and tighter border security be included in the aid package. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the talks are ongoing.
I think it's pretty safe to say that we've made some significant progress, but we obviously aren't there. But that needs to be a part of this overall request from the administration, which remains extremely important.
Meantime, illegal aliens continue surging across the southern border in record numbers. 12,600 people encountered by Customs and Border Protection in a single day this week. It's believed to be the highest number in a 24-hour period since record-keeping began more than 60 years ago. A Philadelphia TV station's news helicopter crashed last night in a heavily wooded area of southern New Jersey. The pilot and a photographer on board the WPVI copter were killed. The TV station says the cause is unknown. Federal investigators will be examining the wreckage. On Wall Street, the Dow down 90 points. The Nasdaq is off 10. This is SRN News. UPS teaming up with the Salvation Army to spread some Christmas cheer.
UPS employees in five cities have adopted 425 children this Christmas through the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. The Christian nonprofit helps provide Christmas gifts to hundreds of thousands of children around the country each year. UPS hopes its efforts will inspire a cycle of giving and kindness. A company representative said, in the future, those kids could potentially be donors to Angel Tree because someone helped them. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
One Florida church wants to make sure that no one misses Christmas Eve services. Grace Family Church, Tampa Bay, will hold 31 Christmas Eve services available to all families across the region at seven different locations. Lead Pastor Craig Altman says, "We're delighted to open our doors and invite families from all over Tampa to experience a service. It's a beautiful way to reflect on the meaning of Christmas." This is SRN News. Well, this has been a long time coming.
Southwest Airlines and its pilots reached a tentative labor agreement after 3.5 years of negotiations, the last of the four major airlines to reach a deal with pilots. The Dallas-based carrier said Tuesday it was pleased to reach the agreement in principle, which it called a key milestone. Specific terms of the agreement weren't disclosed, but pilots at American, United, and Delta have won raises of roughly 40% over 5 years. Keith Peters reporting.
Some Tesla employees in Sweden have gone on strike. The job action is sparking sympathy strikes by union workers all across the country and in some other Nordic nations. Roughly 130 Tesla mechanics in Sweden walked out after the EV maker refused to sign a collective bargaining agreement. No Tesla employees anywhere belong to a union, and Sweden is one of Europe's most heavily unionized countries. More details, SRNNews.com.